Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. I really appreciate you liking and following us. Don't forget to like and subscribe to us on our new Rumble channel, Scriptures and Wall Street on Rumble. All you got to do is type in Scriptures and Wall Street and give us a follow there as well. You can also follow us on X as well. Click and like and subscribe there. And we also have a YouTube channel before they shut us down. For those of you that are still YouTubing it, we like Rumble because obviously it's a conservative media platform and we're able to speak freely there for now. However, like and subscribe if you find this content useful. Again, I appreciate you tuning in to Scriptures in Wall Street. I wanted to have a discussion on real estate right now. We're really confused about the state of economy. We're confused about the debate that's happening tonight. I'm recording this Thursday, and the debate's at 9 o'clock tonight with Stupid Face and Trump. What happens if Stupid Face gets reelected or stolen or, you know, they rigged, whatever you want to call it, installed? What happens to Trump in your retirement if he gets in? Well, we need to be able to talk about that. This weekend, we're going to be talking about both scenarios. But more importantly, a lot of people are just scared. We have home prices falling off the roof, falling just to the gutter, and it is plummeting. There's certain areas where it's heightened, Sarasota being number one, even Huntsville, Alabama, from Phoenix, Arizona, after they said that the real estate was getting better and they were recuperating from 2008. There are areas across the globe, from Denver, Colorado to everywhere, that home prices are really, really doing extremely bad right now. As a matter of fact, I want to show you a little clip from Woke Media Yahoo on what they're actually saying about pending home sales.
New housing data out this morning in a big week for the sector here. We've got pending home sales. This tracks the number of housing contracts that have been signed, but the transaction is not yet complete. It's seen as a leading indicator of existing home sales. Typically, it takes 1 to 2 months to ultimately close on a home. And here with the numbers, we've got Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero here. Danny, you've been tracking this one. So what do we know?
Brad, high home prices and elevated mortgage rates are keeping would-be buyers away from the housing market. Data from the National Association of Realtors shows that pending home sales, a leading indicator for the housing sector, fell 2.1% in May from the month prior. And on a yearly basis, pending transactions are down 6.6%. Now, regionally, the Midwest and the South posted a drop in contract signings in May from the month before. And that could be because there's not a lot of people relocating to those areas. That's a very different picture from the pandemic days. Meanwhile, the Northeast and the West recorded some gains, Brad.
So, Danny, put these numbers into context for us. Do they point to any recovery for the housing market?
Look, Brad, industry experts expect mortgage rates to be moderately lower, which will in turn boost more housing activity and stabilize home prices. Yet now there are some signs of a turning point. Data from Redfin shows that the typical home is selling for less than its listing price. And that is the first time since that's happened since the pandemic. The likelihood of homes selling below asking price is rising because there's more supply and less demand. Meanwhile, mortgage rates are sitting at their lowest average in 3 months, but that's still not enough for buyers to jump into this housing market. Data from Goldman Sachs shows that about 95% of mortgage borrowers have an interest rate below the current rate, and almost 80% of rates are more than 2 percentage points below market rates. So this recovery could take a little bit longer as these mortgage rates and interest rates remain elevated, Brad.
Yeah, the Redfin data that you had mentioned before saying a typical U.S. home that sold during the 4 weeks ending June 23rd sold for 0.3% less than its asking price. Interesting data there. Thanks so much for breaking it down, Danny. Appreciate it.
It is interesting that we're having all of a sudden home price values go down. We know that they weren't going to cut rates. We predicted that on Scriptures on Wall Street 6 months ago. And just a few months ago, we confirmed it. And last month, we doubled down on it before they met. And here we are. high interest rates again. They're staying that level. This administration has completely done everything possibly imagined for the 2030 Luciferian Bilderberg one world government plan on destroying America. And the American dream is not even existent anymore. Like, the Gen Zers do not have the ability to save and create a down payment because the home prices are so stinking high that shelter is actually out of the equation with the cost of living adjustments that are happening right now as we live in this economy. But if you are a new home buyer or if you're trying to buy a home, what I'm recommending is just wait 3 to 6 months from now. We have multiple cities all across the country, from Nashville to Dallas to Phoenix, Huntsville, Alabama, Tampa, Florida, where I'm at, Cape Coral, Austin, Denver, and more importantly, Sarasota, Florida. The last four being the massive correction coming: Cape Coral, Austin, Denver, and Sarasota. These are places where we're going to see some huge price declines. The inventory has skyrocketed. It's like just overnight. It's amazing how the inventory of these homes are up 80%. The higher price cuts. So when they list a home, the price cuts are happening at a higher rate. Typically, like, they won't cut a home price till like 45 days into the market to attract new buyers. It's happening like immediately. Like, they put it in just a month later, they're price cutting and they keep on price cutting. Also, there's declining list prices all across the board. And I know for an example, Phoenix, there's 80% more inventory. And in Dallas, the home prices are literally down 31% of their homes have been cut, the price cuts. So if you're looking for a home, just wait till this bad boy sits for another 3 to 6 months. Evaluate the situation right now. If you're renting, keep on renting. Because look, man, these home prices are going down. Now, if I said your community, if your city, just know that your Zillow, like if you go on Zillow, you're going to see your home prices go down if you're in those cities I just mentioned. And it is happening. That's just on the residential side. So we get a lot of clients saying, hey, I want to buy a home. I want to buy a home. I'm renting right now. We're just having our portfolio pay the actual rent, which is smart because you're not being caught with the home values that are about to fall right now. That's not the other thing that's falling. What's falling and it's going to be falling are possibly the interest rates in the next, call it 6 to 12 months. And as these interest rates fall, we are going to see banks have more and more stress. Now, just recently, there was a report that there has been some bank stress tests done and they've passed flying colors. Of course, the major media barons says that and that, you know, the Kiplinger report that they basically the stress tests are fine. I don't really believe it, but if we look at KRE, we're starting to see a slowdown and KRE will pull those charts up here shortly. And the banks are on paper, quote unquote, fine. And what's really, really going to be interesting is as the interest rates do fall, we're going to see commercial properties try to refinance. And what's absolutely absurd is that there is so many vacant office buildings, especially in San Francisco. You go to San Francisco, like a third of the downtown, a third of the offices are vacant. And so we're going to see a lot of commercial real estate properties either go into foreclosure like Dallas did with a $110 million building like we saw in St. Louis, Missouri with the AT&T building. We're going to see more and more of that. And the interest rates that are so high are terrible for mortgages, credit card owners, car notes. But they're great for insurance-based products. And I definitely am a big fan, especially in this day and age. If you saw the Color of Money podcast that we did this past weekend, we got a lot of great feedback from that. And we had several clients call in already setting up their green money accounts or safe money accounts. It is going to be a volatile market. We're going to look at the VIX here shortly. We're going to check out the charts. And we will see. We will see how everything is panning out. We're also going to look at TQQ, the Qs, the NASDAQ. We're also going to look at Mr. Dan, actually, a client actually emailed me, or a listener, not a client, emailed me saying, what do I think about SPXS, which is short the Dow? And I'm going to pull up the chart on that real quick. So thank you for that inquiry. If you have any questions about any stocks or any ETFs or anything that you want me to talk about, just email me at info@cortezwm.com. Promise you, if I have the time, I'll look into it and I'll even talk about it. Also, let me say my disclosure here. Everything on this podcast is for education and information purposes only. I am a financial advisor, but this is not investment advice. If you need investment advice, seek professional help from a licensed financial advisor, or you can give us a call, 813-448-3446, or simply go to CortezWM.com, and we are more than happy to give you advice on your retirement, on your investments, if you need a second opinion. And also, if you would like a free guide, you can go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, download a free guide. Just fill out your information. We don't bombard you. We don't sell your information. Just fill out your basic information, and you can download our process, our guide, a little bit about how our covenant process works. Also, if you book a meeting with us, I have no problem sending you a free copy of my book. I only have a few hundred left. They're going for $16. They want me to start selling them, but I just wrote it, and I'm handing them out to anyone that gives us a opportunity to talk to them. And it's America First Time at Plan book. I'll even sign it for you, ship it to you, no cost to you. All you gotta do is book an appointment with us. We want to help you. But go to CortezWM.com and book an appointment with us, and I'll definitely sign it and have Cindy, Raz, or Josh send this out to you. Now, with all that being said, the home prices are getting ridiculous. Like, it is getting really bad out there, guys. I don't know. Type in your comments, in the comments, where are you listening from, and how has the home prices been reflected in your current environment, in your current city? Like, are you seeing declines? Are you seeing increases? Did you see a massive increase last year and it's kind of staying put? Like, here in Tampa, we saw a lot of increase in our homes and our values, and they're just kind of staying there. They are dropping a little bit. But I know that there's going to be a free for all coming very, very soon. So before I actually pull the charts up, I wanted to show you one quick thing here is what we call the news. And it's important to understand what is coming out. So today being Thursday, January 27th, today we had at 5:30, Bailey Speaks, BOE Bailey Speaks is a red candle, final GDP on the quarters. Unemployment claims earlier today at 8:30. Pending home sales at 10 a.m. today. And obviously tonight, Stupid Face speaks. Of course, it's on CNN. Of course, we have all these things happening. And there's going to be a lot of volatility, guys. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot of volatility that's happening. And what are you doing right now to protect your principal? You don't need to be worrying about the politics. You don't need to be worrying about if the dollar's crashing and how it's going to affect your portfolio. Just plan for it. That's all you got to do. Like, we don't fear the pandemic. We don't fear the financial inoculation. We don't fear the financial reset. We just plan for it. And all you got to do is give us a call, 813-448-3446. Go to CortezWM.com and let us basically give a strategy that will protect you from a financial reset that is anti-CBDC, that is America First, that you can honor God with your money and not fund this woke agenda that is happening. Like, you don't need to learn about ESG or LGBT nonsense that Wall Street is promoting right now. And unfortunately, a lot of Americans are unwillingly and unknownfully, unbeknownst to them, they're funding this stuff. So we don't have a right to complain if our money is just sitting in the 401k and you're in all these woke type of investments, the Dodge and Cox the Fidelities of the world, the Disneys of the world, the Pfizers of the world. I mean, these are companies that are woke, man, and they're continuing to just have investors' money and funding their agenda. And so you own those companies, and these are the things that you are responsible for. Not only do you have the stock market risk, but you actually have ownership of these companies that you don't even agree with. So when you own a company, you actually own their mission statement. You are partnering with them. Like, yeah, I believe in demasculating a man. I believe in breaking homes. I believe that all religions go to heaven. Like, that's what you're saying. When you own these companies, you are literally accepting their mission statement. And at the end of the day, when you pass away, you know, God's going to ask you, what'd you do for me? I mean, you have to be able to respond to that. Not me, not your cousin, but you. Not your spouse, but you. You are all responsible for where you put your money at. You're responsible for what you do with your life. You're responsible for everything. There's no victim card in the gates of heaven. There's no blaming anyone else. That's it. So it's time to realign your values with your investments. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to not only protect your money from the stock market. The junk is rigged like you wouldn't believe. Look at all these news. I mean, it is completely rigged. But we also want to make sure that you have the ability to have an outlet where you can invest, where your money's growing. It's compounding. And the IRS doesn't have access to it. The government doesn't have access to it. The financial system doesn't have access to it. The Great Reset, the financial cooling, the QFS, none of these things have access to it because we're practicing an insurance contract law. We're out of the stock market. So there are so many things that we can talk about when it comes to that. And then if you've been a fan of the show, you know that I am a big fan of green money. And there's so much content that I've put out over the past 2 years on this particular topic. When it comes to the real estate, if you're looking to buy a home, it is my opinion that you should just wait till the interest rates fall down a little bit, the home prices go down. And there's going to be a lot of owners just scrambling to sell their homes, and there will be some great values there. A lot of the people that have Airbnbs are not making it. They are bought the Airbnbs at a high interest rates. There's HOA fees that are skyrocketing. By the way, Florida is like the number one state that people are moving out of. HOA fees, cost of living, high mortgage prices, overpopulated areas, communities that they can't even get in. People are leaving out of the droves in Florida. I mean, we were like the hot state, but now we're becoming like the hottest state, too hot to stay in the kitchen, get out of the kitchen type of state. And they're just leaving. They're leaving out to the Midwest. They're going to the outskirts of North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama. They're just moving out west. With job remote programs, the sky's the limit on where you can live. So it's pretty interesting to see Florida go through these swings, these highs and these lows. And all I can say is that you just got to prepare yourself. Like, if you're in a home, you don't buy a home for an investment, but it is a double-edged sword. You buy the home because you're living in it, regardless of the home value. If you have $1 million home and it goes down to $500,000, are you going to move out? No, you're going to probably stay in it. So to me, like, your home is irrelevant. If you're looking at it as an investment, don't invest in your home as your number one investment. You need to have other investments working for you. That is a conflict of interest to your retirement, because you will get emotionally drawn to the Zillow number. You'll get emotionally attached to the ticker that's on top of your home. Ideally, I'm speaking metaphorically, there's no ticker, but now digitally there is on Zillow. You can look up your house and find out what the estimated value is. Whether it's accurate or not, that's a whole nother question. But you shouldn't have all your eggs in your home, Because what happens when people pass away? They have all this equity in this home and they never tapped into it. And when they pass away, they're like, where can I get the money? And this is why reverse mortgages make sense for a lot of Americans, where they never have the opportunity to even tap into their equity. They never have the opportunity to tap into the equity. They never have the opportunity to take money from it and have the bank pay them on a reverse mortgage. I'm not recommending reverse mortgages, but the story with reverse mortgages, they have been regulated. They have been actually a useful tool due to the fact that when you pass away, your children are going to sell your home. They don't want your home. Statistically speaking, almost 90% of beneficiaries sell their parents' home. They don't want nothing to do with it. And so they sell their home, which is not fair to you because you waited your whole life. You'd never even tapped into that asset class when you could have sold it to the bank, still lived in the home. And if your children want it, they can pay off the reverse mortgage if they wanted to. So reverse mortgages actually make sense in a high inflation period. If Social Security ever runs out, it might be a good thing to consider. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but it is a tool. I know if you want a reverse mortgage, I don't write them. I don't make any money off of them, but I can recommend somebody in your state that could write them. Just give us a call, 813-448-3446. Or faster response, you can email me at info@cortezwm.com. Again, it's info@cortezwm.com. It should be on the bottom of the screen here on the banner, info@cortezwm.com. If you have any questions in regards to anything that we speak about, or even a stock tip, or if you have questions about your current account and you just want a quick answer, shoot me an email. I'm more than happy to respond. So as things evolved, and we're going to see what this presidential situation looks like. I don't even want to call it an election, because we know that the left is going to try to cheat again and try to get away with it. But we need to understand that, hey, that's your feelings. Whether it's facts or opinions, that's your feelings. And so we got to prepare for retirement purposes. Got to prepare for what really is going on. So right now we're looking at the S&P 500. And I want to make sure you guys see this here. So the S&P 500 right now, I got green lights on the bottom. This is short-term momentum versus long-term momentum. And we are starting to see another wave just literally just take off. We had a wave here. And now we have a wave here, all the way up here. So this huge wave. And why is it that we're continuing to get all these waves? Well, we understand that they're printing money and they're continuing to print money. And we had a huge wave back in 20 after COVID, all the way up to 2022. And if we scroll back on the S&P 500, back to 2015, we had these little waves, but a consistent growth pattern as AI and artificial intelligence took off, the waves got more violent. So that's the SPX. Now, I believe his name was David that emailed me. He said, is SPXS, is this a good time to buy it? If not, why? It is not a good time to buy it because I just showed you the S&P climbing. And so we got red bars here. My scanner has red bars on the momentum long term. Now, if I go to our weekly channel, our weekly basically is showing that it's still going down. So this SPX makes money when the S&P 500 goes down. So right now the S&P 500 is the inverse. S&P 500 is going up and this is still going down. We want to make sure that we understand that SPXS, the short of the S&P 500, three times, by the way, is not a great investment right now, according to my charts. There will be a time where we need to be looking at this as a hedge, and this will be a great trade for just options. It'll be a great trade to really make money off the crash because we know it's coming. So stay focused, stay tuned. I will have this on my radar. as well as some other inverse opportunities. Because in 2008, we didn't have this. We didn't have this capability of buying a leveraged ETF that makes money when the market goes down. Now we have that opportunity. And I'm going to talk about these as there's developments in the market. Like, I enjoy looking at the markets. I enjoy the politics of the markets. I enjoy all this stuff. And if you're listening to this, I'm always going to present new data, new situations. At the end of the day, we have a covenant process. It includes precious metals, which we have here, right? Precious metals, terry ounce. We want some of this because silver is in high demand and there's not enough supply. We like that. We like the insurance contracts because your insurance, you need to have insurance on your money. It's out of the banking situation. It's out of the banking laws. You need to have investments, liquidity, because the market's rigged. We can still make money in the market. If the market falls off and crashes, we could still make money. But having all three corridors, a liquid bucket for tactical money management, yellow money, a safe money bucket for green money assets, safe money that could still grow, and also precious metals for the ultimate hedge. God forbid QFS is real and really happens and there is no monetary system. We can go back to precious metals and barter with precious metals. The thing is with precious metals, you got to be willing to sell it and part ways with it for whatever fiat currency you're using that is in the new system. We don't know what's going to happen. It's all speculative. So when you buy precious metals, hopefully you buy it at CortezWealthGold.com, our number one sponsor for precious metals. CortezWealthGold.com, they have allowed me to white label it. It is Genesis, great Christian-based faith firm. They'll ship it right to your door. I don't like it in IRAs because the government owns IRAs. I don't like 401ks going into gold IRAs. That's silly because the government now knows where your gold is at. And do you trust the government with your IRA and knowing where your gold is at, even if it's in Texas or Delaware? So I don't like it. I like it privately held. And when you do buy precious metals, make sure it's private. Maybe it has scriptures on it. Maybe it's a private style of coin, a collectible of some sort, because it's not a public coin. You see, the government can take public coins and they can use them and they can reclaim them. Silver is very hard to do that because it's industrial metal. And you want an industrial metal. It's priced still good. It's popping up. But you have the ability to own your own precious metals privately. And as it's being commoditized, as artificial intelligence skyrockets, you need silver in order to make chips. You need silver to make solar. You need silver to build computers. So silver is going to be a high demand commodity moving forward. And not just silver, but all precious metals. And I told you, I even like tin, which you can't find tin. So if you have tin in your home, cans, aluminum cans, any tin foil cans, keep them. If you want to stack them, eventually they're going to be worth a lot of money because tin is a very, very hot commodity. Copper's blown up. I mean, it's all the precious metals are going to go up. Palladium, silver, gold, even diamonds. It's just crazy what the commoditization, the rush that it's happening right now. But going to the SPX, not a good time to buy it. It is a triple leverage ETF. So this is obviously trading at your own risk. Do not buy this right now because the stock market's going up. You only buy this when the stock market is going down. If we look at the volatility index, this is pretty interesting. Back in COVID, we noticed that this was as high as 85. Holy smokes, I forgot it was that high. Let me switch over here, guys. Let me share my screen. So yeah, if we look here, COVID had a high volatility index of 85. Oh my gosh, that is so high. And it went all the way up there at the peak of COVID, 85, 86. Right now we are a daggone low. 14.97. It is going down. Like, the volatility index is still going down. As you can see, we are, no, I'm sorry, it is at 11.46. So it is still going down, man. And as this gets lower and lower, we have the opportunity. See, if you see where it hits all-time low, it generally pops up. Hits all-time low right here, pops up. Hits all-time low here, pops up. Hits a higher new high, and it comes crashing down. So anytime it hits a higher new high in these greens, it comes crashing down. Higher new high comes crashing down. So we're hitting an all-time low, and generally speaking, there's more fear and greed. So this is a fear and greed index. And once we have fear and greed in the market, then that's where the volatility comes. Now, we're calling it, on top of that, we have an election year. The election year is interesting because I believe the Federal Reserve can simply just steal the election just by having interest rates fall and creating or keeping interest high and just print money. And next thing you know, we have Joe Biden reelected, because everybody wants to continue a stock market that's growing and then make him look good and to install him. Or if Trump gets in, because we've caught them in every way is that they can cheat, they literally could crash the markets, crash the banks, crash the whole situation, stop printing money, stop funding all this ESG, and the markets really, really just tank. And it looks really bad on Trump. Like, they could do that. I could so way see both scenarios. But either way, I'm going to be here to talk about everything. So don't worry. Don't have that spirit of fear. I want to make sure that we do everything possible to make sure that you're doing okay. Again, I can't give advice on a podcast, but you can give us a call privately and we can have a consultation, 813-448-3446. And before I go, I promise you, I'll take a look at KRE. Let's take a look at this bad boy. And also the NASDAQ. So KRE, as you guys know, is a banking index. And the banking index has been going down. I've already spoke about it. And what's interesting is we are starting to see a red cloud. Now, this red cloud represents momentum. So I have a long term is going down. Short term is starting to turn red. These little traffic lights on the bottom. But we are starting to see a trend to go down. When we spoke about this months ago, it was at 48. Now it went up. It printed money. I had no idea why it was going up. It went up to 77. Do you guys remember that just in February? And then now it's coming back down with all the stress on a bank. So right now we are sitting at 46.81. And I definitely see a massive trend coming down. Usually what happens here is markets, they just don't go slamming down. What happens is they go here and then they typically come back up and they slam back down like this. So it's a bear market rally is what we'll probably have on the way down, but we will see. You know, we will see. We'll keep an eye on it. And this is the banking industry. So we could see more bank failures if the interest rates are volatile. The Fed is in a weird spot, man. Like, if they drop the interest rates, I believe the stock market would go down. If they raise the interest rates, stock market would go down. So regardless, the odds are in their favor that the stock market will go down, because it's just so much going on that we've been in a bull fake market for the past 19 years. We haven't seen a real stock market since honestly 01. Like, everything, the stock market's just been printing and printing and printing money. And we really haven't seen a natural, organic growth of a market since the 2000s. And so we got to be very careful with our retirement accounts, because unfortunately, if you're 60, 70 years old, you just don't have time to recuperate money. Like if you lost money in 2001, it would have taken you 6 to 7 years to get your money out. If you lost money in 08, it would have taken you another 5 to 6 years to get your money out. I don't know what the next crash was going to be, but who has 5 years to wait for their money? So be very careful with having all your money in the stock market and in the banks now. It's crazy. Like we literally have to talk about the banks not being safe. And you guys know that's the honest truth. Well, hey, I wanted to end something real quick. One of my favorite things to do is talk about scripture, because there's a lot of worry in the world right now. Philippians 4:7, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind. Again, the peace of God surpassing all understanding will guard your hearts and mind. So it is stressful. It is stressful to talk about the stock market. It's stressful to talk about home values. It's stressful to talk about retirement and inflation and the bank's failures and will I have enough to survive? But now I question, how much do you believe in your faith? Does not God have you in the palm of his hand? His peace is not your circumstance. So if you got plenty of money in the bank and you feel at peace, that's not true peace. If you have a big real estate portfolio and everything's paid and you're making all this income, is that really peace? You may be comfortable from your own financial situation, but you don't have peace. Peace is like a person. You got to get to know it. And like it says in Philippians, God is, his peace surpasses all understanding. We don't know how to explain it. It is just there. So it's my prayer that you acknowledge that you need peace in your life. And I'm not talking about financial peace. I'm not talking about the money in your bank or the money in your annuity or your brokerage account or how much precious metals. That's not real peace. You're just seeking comfort from your own mindset. Peace is having your name written in the book of life. Peace is knowing that I'm going to die today and I know where I'm going. That's real peace. And if you don't have that, I personally ask you to ask Jesus in your heart right now and say, God, please give me the peace. I'm a failure. I'm a sinner. I can't live life without you. And I call upon you. I believe in you. I forever want to love you and have you in my heart for the rest of my days. And I will continue to serve you. That's all you got to say and really mean it and accept him in your heart. And he will give you that peace, guaranteed. And maybe you pick up your Bible every single day. Maybe you get involved in like-minded other Christ followers. Well, that's all I got to say today, guys. Give us a call if you would like to speak, 813-448-3446. I appreciate it. So this weekend, we're going to talk about Trump and Biden. And we're going to talk about the markets. We're going to look at all the updates in the market. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't forget to like and subscribe on our Rumble channel on Scriptures and Wall Street. And don't forget to check us out on X and give us a call if you have any questions about your current retirement accounts or portfolio. With that being said, guys, I'm off to play some hockey. God bless.